Welcome to another episode of Mid Monkey with me, Andrew, and Matt. This week we're going to be talking about Red Sparrow, directed by Francis Lawrence.
So Red Sparrow, starring Jennifer Lawrence as a Russian ballerina who becomes injured, and following her injury, her uncle, who works for the Secret Service, essentially forces her into becoming a spy for the Russian government. And the main plot of the movie is sort of set up, established early on, when there's a mole who's working somewhere in the Russian government and liaising with a CIA officer, and the whole story, sort of part of the story, is revolving around who is this mole, and the other part of the story is following Dominika, who is Jennifer Lawrence's character, as she becomes what they term a Red Sparrow, which is someone who uses sex to sort of gain information off various people in the film, but is obviously also like a highly trained operative, or meant to be. But the main thing is she's sort of used as bait for just entrapping people and getting information out of them. So yeah, this film is following on last year. We had Atomic Blonde, which people might draw comparisons with because it's obviously spy thriller, female lead, set in Russia.
That was set in Germany.
Oh, in Germany, but during the Cold War. It was with the German. It was the German and Russian.
Yeah, but this isn't set during the Cold War, and this is a very different movie. And I feel like Atomic Blonde was a much more fun movie and had a bit more action.
Yeah, they definitely took two different approaches. Like with Atomic Blonde, it was much more sort of poppy soundtrack, focused on the action.
I knew what it was doing. Like this one, I feel like doesn't know what it's doing. I feel like this is a very confused movie. And
I feel in this one, they went for like a more downbeat, somewhat realistic tone, but it was undermined by the fact that some of the stuff in it was silly. it was trying to be very realistic and sort of tense, but some of the stuff that was happening was sort of ridiculous or undermined the fact that it was meant to be realism. Like it went really James Bond at points and sort of beyond believability, I felt. But at the same time, it was trying to keep the tone sort of dark and gritty and realistic.
I just felt there wasn't a lot of action. It was quite a boring movie. Trying to bring up this feeling of like tension about who's going to betray who and who's on whose side and everything. But really, I just feel it's a very confused movie. It kind of feels like two movies for me in places as well. Like the first part is this really weird kind of like Clockwork Orange spy movie. It's a kind of brutal start, you know, it's a quite a horrific story, anyway, but like, and then the second half tries to be more of a like espionage, Cold War thriller kind of thing, but the first part's just really, really, really out there, and the tone really shifts for me, and that makes the movie feel like really strange, and it didn't really work for me in a lot of places, because it's just, I think it's trying to paint a picture of like, it's just really out there.
It was more on the scale. It's more towards like Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, where they're showing you the daily grind of being a spy. It's not action and fun and people abseiling out of windows. It's just talking in rooms and not a lot happening.
The difference with Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy and this was that was a well-written movie.
Yeah.
And this is not.
Well, that one had a clear focus. The main issue here was they set up the story of the mole early on in the film, and then you switch to Dominika's training. And, like, I felt that section of the film was pretty good, like, when she was training. But then it's sort of like the focus had shifted to her, and you'd forgotten about the mole, which then didn't come back till sort of later in the film. And it also, at the same time, the pacing was thrown off by the fact that it kept cutting back to, like, the CIA guy to show the other side of what was happening in the story. I felt like it would have benefited from like a tighter focus on her story.
I feel like rather than trying
to tell too many different people's characters' point of views going on.
I kind of feel like they did focus on her, and they'd had like enough of like Joel Edgerton's character who's playing the CIA agent, like Nate. But like they had no chemistry at all for me. I didn't feel like they really cared about each other, and there wasn't that, because that's the whole thing about the movie, was like, are they on the same side, are they going to betray each other, and for me, there was nothing there, when they were both on screen together, there was no, like, chemistry at all between them, and you're saying, like, the first part was really good, but for the first part, it's like, oh, she's a ballerina, and her uncle's high up in the intelligence services, but then she's just thrown in to, like, be the top of the class, and really, there's no spy training at all, she just gets naked a lot.
Yeah.
And she's taught how to pick locks, and that's it. I don't think she's actually told anything else, how to be a spy, how to defend herself or anything like that. None of that is done. Might have been done really quickly in a little montage, but there's nothing really else there.
I thought, like, the setup of the character, because at the beginning you see, like, she's looking after her elderly, or just sort of sick mother, sorry. And that's one of the reasons why she's pressured into taking the job, so yeah. She has the money to put her in a good hospital. Yeah, she has the sort of injury, which you gain sympathy for her. And then it's like, her uncle's obviously really creepy, and she's been forced into doing this job. She doesn't want to do it, which I felt created a good dynamic. Because usually with spy movies, they're enjoying their job. But yeah. This, the whole thing is, she doesn't want to do this. She's doing it under duress. So I felt like it's this... The same problem throughout the movie. They set up something, but it didn't really pay off. And it was the same thing, like, all, like, the sexual politics and sexual violence in the film and sort of torture sequences. There was stuff in there that should have been more engaging than it was. It was just, like, stuff was happening, but you didn't feel emotionally invested.
I think it's because you can't really get hugely emotionally invested in Dominica, Jennifer Lawrence's character, because you never know really what she's thinking. Like, no. You understand why she's having to do this, but you just never really understand where she's come from, like, where choices, and you think, why should... You know, you don't really... And, coming back to, like, her relationship with the CIA guy, there's just nothing really there. It wasn't established enough on screen.
Yeah.
And the whole middle bit of the movie just doesn't really work, and then you've got that drunk woman that comes in, and it's like, hey, and that's a totally weird shift in what's going on in the film. And yeah, I don't understand where it's set. I still don't get where it's set. It's supposed to be to present day, I think, but, like, everybody's using floppy disks. It doesn't make any sense to me. The accent's really bad. The whole middle bit of the movie's really doesn't go anywhere for me. It's really long, and at the end they just clear it all up in a montage because it's so badly written they need the montage to explain what's wrong with it and what's happened. And it's just... There is some really... I mean, Jeremy Irons is good. He's great. I like Jeremy Irons because he's just Jeremy Irons. But apart from that, everybody else is going to have a bit
shaky. Yeah, it's kind of everything tied together at the end, but through most of the film, you were so confused about where characters were or who they were working for. Not who they were working for, but what their motivation was or what they were thinking.
Yeah.
Like you say, that you were just mostly... It was just a sensation of waiting for something to happen that never really arrived until very late on in the movie when they tied everything together and it all... sort of came to fruition. But there are things in the movie that it's just like had a lot of potential. I feel like there was stuff in there that they could have done a lot with.
It feels like two movies for me. Like I've said, like the first part feels like they're trying to really push the boundaries of the spy movie and it is trying to repulse you. I don't feel like it's trying to take advantage of the fact that it's Jennifer Lawrence and she's wearing all these weird outfits and stuff like that, and it's trying to repulse you and say, look how horrible the spy world is. It's absolutely horrible. But I don't feel like it follows through with that, and I feel like it's just not well written. It's not a good movie.
Yeah, because that was one of the things, like, I felt like the trailer made it look as though, like, she was sort of a sexy super spy, but then it becomes apparent early on that it's largely about sexual violence towards women, and her in particular, which I thought was, like, an interesting thing they could have expanded on, but they don't particularly. And it's sort of like things which should have been... characters who should have been ambiguous or not know where they were. It was pretty obvious very quickly who was the bad guys and who were the good guys in the film. So you didn't really even have the mystery of what was going to happen at the end. It was fairly clear who was bad and who was good and which way... characters were going to go in the end.
The one bit, this is the only bit that I can actually say I liked it, apart from Jeremy Irons, was the opening scene where they had, like, the music and she was performing as a ballerina. I liked that opening, but from there, downhill.
That was like the first 5 minutes of the movie.
I feel like that would be, or do you know what would be a better movie? Is her getting a revenge on some people at the start that she didn't agree with, that wronged her, that she was working with.
Yeah.
At the ballet.
The revenge plot was finished.
The revenge ballet movie. That would have been what I would have done. Anyway, that, for me, absolutely terrible. Some twists, but...
Yeah.
Dark here, not really. Terrible movie.
I wouldn't say it was terrible. I mean, it did have some, like, interesting ideas in there. And it was trying to do... I suppose, like, I give it credit for trying to do something different. Like, it wasn't a copy of...
Yeah, I will give it credit for doing something different.
To be honest, I liked it more than I liked Salt. with Angelina Jolie, which is another movie where it's like double agents and Russian spies.
High praise there.
Russian and CIA spies.
Better than Salt.
Yeah, if you're looking for action, yeah, Atomic Blonde is probably more the film for
Atomic
you.
Atomic Blonde's a far superior movie. Anyway, talk about Red Sparrow. Terrible for me. You think it's okay?
No, I wouldn't say it's terrible. I would say it's fairly, it's pretty average. It's overlong. It doesn't really grip you.
Yeah, it doesn't grip you.
It's just sort of, I feel bad saying it's terrible because I feel like it's more wasted potential. Like, there's stuff in there that you could enjoy if you tried. But you've got to put some effort in to enjoy it.
So, yeah, make your own movie as you go to the movies to watch Red Sparrow, and you might enjoy it. So that's it for this episode. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back again with another review of something hopefully much better than Red Sparrow.